Ron Sterner. He's the general manager of Site Selection Magazine. Ron, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great, Tony. How are you?
Yeah, I'm trying to get a cup of coffee down here, and I just about spilled it all down me. Thanks for coming on the program. For folks who aren't sure, what is Site Selection Magazine?
It is a corporate real estate and economic development magazine that circulated to 44,000 executives, the vast majority of whom are senior decision makers for facility locations at large companies.
And I know that you're also involved with Conway Data. What is Conway Data?
Conway Data is the parent company, which also owns and operates a proprietary database that systematically tracks and records all corporate facility expansion activity around the country.
There was a meeting sponsored by Business Leaders for Michigan, and some comments you made were pretty interesting. You believe that the state needs more buzz. Talk about that.
Well, what I've noticed is that Michigan tends to consistently rank as a top 10 state in actual project activity, that is, in corporate plant expansions and relocation activity. But in the mindset of the corporate executive around the country, generally, the perception is much worse than that. For example, you know, while Michigan is ranking anywhere from third to seventh in the past 4 years in plant projects, it's ranking anywhere from 20th to 24th in how it is perceived as a business climate by executives. So there is a disconnect there.
Pure Michigan is an nationally award-winning promotion for the people to come to the state of Michigan for vacation, and it's a series of ads that are played throughout the nation and in the Midwest. You also thought a good thing for Michigan and trying to, I guess, make a more positive his image was Chrysler's Super Bowl ad.
Yeah, the imported from Detroit commercials really caught my eye because as I was watching those, I began to notice that this wasn't just an ad for Chrysler, it was an ad for Detroit. It was an ad for Michigan because it was making the case that Michigan still knows how to build best-in-class products, and it was also trying to send the not-so-subtle message to the viewer that, you know, rather than buy an import from Japan or Germany, you really ought to consider a quote-unquote import from Detroit because our products are just as good.
It's taken decades for Detroit to attain and solidify the labels that it has. What does it need to do to change that image, and how long will it take?
Well, the best example I can give you, Tony, is the state of Louisiana. It takes about 3 years to turn around a misperception that's that broadly accepted, for lack of a better term, in the general public. And as you know, Louisiana suffered tremendously. That is a huge image problem from Hurricanes Katrina and Rita in late 2005. And in 2008, they elected a new governor and embarked on a very ambitious economic development plan, which included some wholesale changes in how they go about their marketing. And they devoted a lot of resources to that and turning around the perception, and that has largely worked. In fact, in the May issue of Site Selection Magazine, we rank Louisiana the number one competitive state in the nation. And so I believe it can be done in Michigan, but it's going to take at least, in my opinion, a three-year commitment of considerable investment into marketing and communications to turn that around.
There are tanks like the Michigan Center or the Mackinac Center for Public Policy that believes monies like that that will go toward Pure Michigan to help the image, to help people come here to play on vacation, is wasted money. My question to you is, should state government be involved in these types of promotions and spending tax dollars doing so?
Well, I mean, I appreciate the research that comes out of groups like that. I'm sure they have a basis for their story. I mean, all I can share is what I've seen happen in other states, and where there is a sizable investment in marketing, it does have an impact on changing the mindset of the corporate real estate decision makers. I mean, I hate to trot out the cliched example of McDonald's, but I mean, there's a reason why they do more advertising than any other company in the world, it works, you know, and you have to, when there is a misperception in the minds of people, and right now that's the reality. There's a misperception that Michigan is just not competitive anymore, and that's simply not the case. I mean, I revealed many statistics in my talk in Lansing on Monday that showed that Michigan in many areas is a top 10 state. It's just not getting the message out. And so without that message getting out, people have no way of properly evaluating. So I would say the job is really one of educating the corporate executive around the country and making them aware of what Michigan truly has to offer.